Yeah, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views are expressed here and not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and certainly for the next hour they're going to be the views of our good friend Bob Fletcher, who's been at this for a long time. He's testified before Congress. He actually had a company, a toy company, and was doing very well. Some fellow wanted to come in and buy it up and to become his partner, and it seemed like it was too good to be true, and it really was, because the guy was working with the CIA, and suddenly Bob Fletcher's toy company was being used as a conduit for arms smuggling as part of the Iran-Contra affair, and that must have been very disheartening, wasn't it, Bob?
Yes, sir, a little bit strange, going from a toy company to being in the middle of one of the biggest covert operations in our criminal CIA history, I guess.
Well, I'm glad that at least you survived that and all of the other problems, but Bob has, of course, put out a number of DVDs, which we carry on a myriad of subjects, a great source of information, very accurate. His DVDs certainly have information that you won't see elsewhere, and we've got them on mind control and weather control and the Kennedy assassination, the murder of Sonny Bono, and we won't get into the background of all of them, because tonight we're going to be talking about what's going on down there in the Gulf of Mexico. And so Bob suggested we talk about this. Is something on everybody's mind, and there's so much disinformation they're putting out. They have this story out that was a North Korean submarine came over. I mean, basically, they put out all this disinformation to confuse you. You remember, of course, when the Kennedy assassination, and of course, they have all of the stories on the Kennedy assassination. It was really the Mossad that did it. It was the UFO people that did it. We have at least half a dozen people who all have admitted that they were the assassins. This is all done to overload you with false information so you cannot think effectively. And we just have to take a step back and take three deep breaths and look at what we know for certain, and then, well, you go right ahead, Bob, and pick up the story.
Well, of course, the disaster itself is really amazing. And, of course, what we found out over the last 30 years is that the persons that might be on the negative side of our government, the call them the bad guys, because there are a few good people, but the numbers of criminal characters that would in fact like to end up putting us into world government and to a single control or some sort of a quasi socialistically controlled United States of America, they on many occasions have carried out scurrilous acts, including like blowing up the Murrah building in Oklahoma, and doing other acts, being involved with what they would like us to think are outside elements carrying out actions that would cause them to be able to change laws and regulations to more further their own one world government control over the activities of everyday Americans. Now, it's not to say, and I've never ever spoke in the direction to try to imply that all of the woes that beset the United States are initiated by bad guys in Washington. I think more of them probably are initiated by bad guys than we might like to know, but what they certainly do is, of course, use whatever happens to take place to their own benefit.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Go right ahead, Bob.
So we're in a situation where we have this outrageous oil spill. There have been people that said they thought maybe it was the initial explosion was set by somebody. I'm interested that they have not come forward and said anything or utilized that explosion for their benefit by saying or telling us that it is a terrorist activity. However, an extremely interesting thing has taken place and has been pretty kept rather quiet. It's been available in a few locations from news media, but mostly it's been kept quiet, and that is the fact that they have dispersed 30 SWAT teams that put one entire SWAT team on each of 30 other deep water wells, oil wells, pumping systems that are identical to the one that blew up that's caused this problem. They have their full-time SWAT team placed on board each one of the other 30 deep wells in and around the Gulf of Mexico. That was done just a few days ago. I'm kind of surprised that they didn't put them in right away, and I'm surprised that they did not use those and the placement of these SWAT teams as a scare tactic for the American people. It normally, that's the type of thing that would really fit into this world government controlling situation, to be able to imply that this oil rig was blown up by some terrorist groups. It would certainly fit. It would be easily accepted by the American public at this point in time. And again, people always say, well, gee, why would they possibly be involved with blowing up their own buildings? Why would they ever be involved with the destruction of the economy through a whole mixture of financial failures? Or why would they be involved with crashing airplanes into major structures and or making the structures at least appear to have fallen down into a little pile of bricks by outside terrorists? Why would they do that? And that's a good logical question. Of course, the logical and unfortunately the reason is that they have to, under their concept, they have to cause enough.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment. And Chris, Bob was just talking about one thing you're not hearing about is the fact that they have assigned SWAT teams to all of the oil rigs down in the Gulf of Mexico. Now, if you're keeping your ear to the ground, as certain we are, I've not heard that at all, and yet I certainly went right up on the internet. You can type in SWAT teams Gulf oil rigs, and you'll find a number of notations that they have placed SWAT teams on at least 25 or 30 of the oil rigs there, the major drilling rigs there in the Gulf of Mexico. Why would they do that? What do they know that they're not telling us? Go right ahead.
And, of course, it could be a realistic threat with the possibility of others being blown up. They may possibly legitimately think that that this was blown up by saboteurs. But I don't know. I tend to actually, when I'm analyzing exactly what's going on, for their lack of use of the news media, the lack of them making a big deal out of their placement of these SWAT teams to keep track of things tends to make me think that there may be something that they're rather kind of trying to keep quiet, and because they're not using it as a ploy to frighten the average American citizen, which I would have anticipated that they would do. And of course, shifting gears a little bit here, you know, the bottom line with this oil spill, this can really, it's already very big, obviously, but there's so many finite points that can turn into a terrible, terrible situation here. Of course, we've already shut down 37 to 40% of all the fishing out of that area. Now, the fishing, not only does it include some of the best fish in the world, actually, the very clear tropical fish that are so great to eat, but it also includes shellfish and shrimp and the oysters, small crabs, and all of the clamming and everything else that takes place out and around the Gulf area. And it's some of the best food in the world comes out of there in terms of seafood and having a good, clean seafood, which has been, of course, a concern for so many years with the increase of lead and what have you in other fishery areas. But we've already lost like 37 to 40% of that. And the oil has not even gotten to its worst location yet.
And you know, the thing is, Bob, that this whole thing really doesn't make sense. Why don't they simply go down and they have the ability, and the Dutch people have offered to help us with this, and they have the technology, they have the ships, they're standing by, but we won't allow them to do it. And basically what they would do is simply suck up, you know, put hoses down there right close to where the oil is coming out, suck it all up, run it through these cleaners, and of course it'll take out 95% of the oil. And of course, you can store the oil, and then, of course, they have to put the water that's there back into the back. But they say, well, you can't do that because there's going to be a little bit of oil, maybe 5% oil, in that water that you're putting back in the ocean. You can't put water in the ocean that has oil in it. So instead of doing what would be logical, they're not doing it at all. Now, that is totally illogical, and yet, of course, you can check this out. The Dutch people have asked, we can come, we can help you. They've known this for weeks, and what are we doing? Absolutely nothing other than day after day. We turn on the television, and what do we see? We see the pictures of the oil gushing from the floor of the ocean with a remark, well, we don't know whether they're putting out 1 million barrels a day or 2 million barrels a day or, you know, 500,000 barrels a day. But they're not doing anything, and they keep trying, and everything they do fails. And if you think that British Petroleum, a multi-billion-dollar company, doesn't know how to stop this or put something down in there and simply pour in cement, they could do this, but for some reason or other, well, I really think that they want to implant on our minds the danger of offshore oil drilling, and they're going to cut offshore oil drilling off for the United States. But does anybody out there really think that China is going to stop offshore oil drilling, or that the British, or that the Norwegians, or that the Brazilians, or the Russians?
Right.
Of course not. I mean, the thing is, this is all aimed at America, and it is for the psyche of the American people. But you go ahead, Bob.
Yeah. And I absolutely agree. It's really ridiculous, and I'm amazed that nobody has confronted, you know, very specifically the president. He's making himself available, and again available tomorrow, all the time in front of the press with this thing, maneuvering it in whatever manner he wants to. But it's surprising that nobody has come out and tried to really nail these guys right down. You're absolutely right. There's several things. One thing is that they absolutely could go in very quickly. Could have been done, you know, a week after it started. They could simply blow that well up and blow it in on itself and literally bury it. And stop all the flow, period, and just terminate it with explosives placed, even if they had to drill alongside of where the worst of it is, and go right down real close to where you have their line already in, and blow the thing up with enough that either would totally stop it or reduce it to a very, very small amount of leakage. That, I believe, and according to oil experts, that can be done, could have been, and should have been done already. And they're not doing it. They're not collecting, like you said, they're not doing a serious collecting of just the surface oil. And, of course, there's oil down underneath that's going to cause all kinds of problems. The country of Dubai, which is the Arab Emirates there, they have a full-time, huge operation that maintains everything that would ever be needed to go into the water for the offshore problems like this and stop them off, pick up the excess, collect it up, et cetera, et cetera. Everything that would be needed is in gigantic warehouses. They actually have a minister of oil emergency over there. They have offered also to come over and assist in with the BP to do whatever is necessary. They have the skilled men. They have the equipment. It's not like BP is doing randomly grabbing at different people for equipment and grabbing at people for assistance and asking for ideas. They have everything right there, and they've offered it. And like you said, for some reason, BP is still standing down and not bothering to accept their help.
And of course, the whole basic concept they're trying to put over is we're just so incompetent. We don't know what to do, but we've got a new program and we're going to introduce it in a week to 10 days. All the while, the oil is going to be gushing out, but we are just so incompetent, and that's the reason all of this is happening. It's sort of like, when we talk about what happened on September 11, 2001, why the FBI was just so incompetent, the CIA was so incompetent, they had no idea this was going to happen. The FAA, which is supposed to notify NORAD so they can put their planes in the air to intercept the hijacked planes, they were so incompetent. And then, of course, NORAD, which has these planes on standby all the time, ready to take off, and they can be in the air in 3 or 4 minutes. And then suddenly, with any plane that veers off course, why, there's automatically a fighter plane accompanying that plane, and even with the ability, if it's been hijacked, to shoot it down. But we were so incompetent. And, of course, what I'm seeing today is that using the same idea, old British Petroleum, this multi-billion-dollar company, were so incompetent, we have no idea what to do. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, you've got to be incredibly, incredibly naive.
Right. What you need to do, if you believe that, is buy a lot of stock right away in BP oil. I agree with you. It's bewildering. And what I suppose bothers me so much, after doing all of this work myself and being involved with investigating corrupted government for some 30 years now, is amazingly the American people, for some reason, are still so quick to just buy whatever story is fed to them, and not just, they just don't seem to question it. And what I guess bothers me as much as anything is, since I was involved with, as a witness a couple of times in some congressional and senatorial inquiries, but I had assisted so many congressmen and senators behind the scene with supplying investigative information for so long, I have never seen an honest congressional or senatorial inquiry into anything in the United States of America. And here we still have that same old thing. I think they kicked them off today. Was another one of these investigations, another one of these congressional inquiries. And the average American person out there now is still believing that means something, that there actually might really be discovered, or something might actually be prosecuted and moved forward in some kind of a prosecutorial direction. And it just amazes me because people still think that there's something might come from a congressional inquiry.
Well, it's really what's known as political theater, and it makes great theater. You can watch it on CNN, and you see the congressman making these astute remarks, but nothing happens. I mean, when was the last time that anybody was charged with perjury for lying? And yet, of course, these people all lie. I mean, the head of the tobacco industry get up there and say, why, our product isn't addicting. They lie. And the people from Goldman Sachs lie, and Timothy Geithner lies, and Alan Greenspan lies, and they're all under oath. And when was the last time any of them was charged with perjury? Do you remember?
Do
you remember? Go right ahead.
Yeah, it is.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that will protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
I see. Of course, everybody. I don't know. You got two different opinions on the drilling and all of that. But the president had come forward, of course, in a heroic manner the other day and said he was going to stop. There was not going to be any more drilling out there. And then, lo and behold, they did go ahead and agree to permit some drilling. It's what they call a shallow drilling. And they have gone and put out some contracts and permits for a couple of new drilling operations to take place while we're still in the middle of trying to control this one. I think that's kind of I don't understand that at all. The first thing I commonly would do, and I have not had opportunity, would be to follow the money trail and see who might be members and stockholders or what have you of the company that has been given a go-ahead this week, actually, and last week, given the permit to drill when we're still in the middle of this problem. Of course, I do understand what they're saying is that it's a shallow water well. It's not like a 4,000 or 5,000 feet deep like this one is, and so that the repairs could be done fairly easy, and they can control whatever problems they may have a lot easier. But I'm just not sure if that makes any sense whatsoever at this point in time to okay a new drilling system there. The background, just since 2001, with this particular drilling area in operation, and there's a handful of drilled sites, offshore oil well rigs that all fall under BP's control right out there in the Gulf. And in the last 9 years, right in that immediate area where you could actually draw a circle around all of them, they've had as many as 60 people have been killed. They've had 1,349 serious injuries, and this is the number that really surprised me, because it means that somebody has been getting away with falsification on their inspections. They've had 853 fires of serious enough to be reported, fires that had broken out on these rigs all in the immediate area there in the last few years. This is where, again, Obama was able to point the finger at the previous administrations, which is certainly true, but I don't understand why it was not something that, if all of these defects in terms of the inspections of these rigs have been so obvious, I don't know why he didn't leap in there right away with his new personnel and tell them to get it all straight. We ended up waiting until the cow had gotten out of the barn, and then we've closed the door behind it.
Well, because I think that the BP and certainly the big oil companies all tie into the Trilateral Commission, and Barack Obama is simply a puppet for the power elite who operate out of the Trilateral Commission. We know that the previous chairman of the of BP was a member of the Trilateral Commission. I don't know about the present chairman, but remember, it is the Trilateral Commission that tells Obama what to do every day. General James Jones, head of the National Security Council, and his assistant, Thomas Dumoulin, they're both members of the Trilateral Commission. General Jones has said he gets his orders every day from Henry Kissinger, and then, of course, he meets with the president every day, and they pretty well tell the president what to do. He's surrounded by people who come from this little cabal, but the average American doesn't understand. They think Barack Obama is running the president. Country. They think he's the president, and he reads from the teleprompter very well. He says what the American people expect him to think, and we will rest assured that he goes to bed every night thinking about that lake there, that disaster in the Gulf. That's what he said. He says, I go to bed every night thinking about it. Well, I'm sure glad to know that, but why aren't they doing anything? It's all political theater, ladies and gentlemen. It's all showbiz. No, they're not doing anything because they don't want to do anything. They were creating this great oil disaster. And why, when there are other people who are coming in with all sorts of ideas, won't they allow them to do it? Because they don't want to solve the problem. That's the logical explanation. We'll be back here in just a moment. If you have a question or comment, our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Bob Fletcher. And Bob, go right ahead.
And by the way, if anybody's interested and want to do some snooping or investigating on your own, the company that has been given this new permit to drill within 50 miles of the Louisiana coast out there in the Gulf is called Bandon Oil and Gas. Like I say, I have not myself gone and done any snooping into that, and I'm sure someplace, like I say, follow the money. You you obviously one point could be how much money was donated to the Obama campaigns and off by Bandon Oil and Gas. But most interesting thing is when you see these things take place, and you do a little bit of snooping, and you find out. You know, lo and behold, somebody at either the previous or the existing administration has some giant stock holdings in these companies, you know, which we, of course, found out with Halliburton and all those companies that were so directly linked to the previous administration. It's almost guaranteed that someplace in there there's a few major stockholders with these companies that seem to be getting favoritism in whatever it is, and of course this month it happens to be the oil problem. I'm not sure. I understand now also, because you talk about political theater, Obama's administration had just given a huge bill, charged a huge amount of money off to BP. Handed them a bill supposedly the other day, yesterday or the day before, for billions of dollars in the cleanup costs already. That's going to be interesting to see who really ends up paying the bill on all of this thing. Of course, if BP goes bankrupt, which maybe that's not very likely, but if something like that took place, it'd be interesting to see what kind of governmental financial support.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's Bob Fletcher, and we'll get back to what Bob was talking about in just a moment. But before we go on, Bob, why don't you go ahead and get out your website and tell people how they can get in touch with your ministry.
Sure. We you can check out our website at BobFletcherInvestigations.com. That's just BobFletcherInvestigations.com, as if it's one big long word. And we do have DVD investigations in several areas that we've produced and have available for you. I will mention some of the stories that have come out in a few areas are talking about the possibility that lasers may have been used to ignite the oil rigs. I'm not sure about that. I don't have anything that to either support or to deny that. but we do have a terrific DVD that I did showing some of the extraordinary weapons, including the lasers, microwaves, and that type of equipment that can be utilized to do something like that. As a matter of fact, I understand there's there is a blue ray type of it looks like a reflection to me, but there is a extraordinary video on the YouTube on the computer system that shows what could be a laser beam striking the well right around the period of time when it initially blew up. Now, I'm not espousing that I have any reason to think that that's real. It may very well simply be a refraction off or a reflection off of the camera lens. But nonetheless, it does appear like there may be something like that. And, of course, the one report that we have at the Bob Fletcher Investigations is the shows all the lasers and microwave weapons, and including, as a matter of fact, the new very top-secret shuttle-type aircraft that they sent up a while back. And it's the X-37 Air Force project. We have it, I think, as the X-33 and the X-35. When this program first started, it is a an Air Force, like a shuttlecraft, it would potentially be able to carry and be equipped with lasers. And that was one of the top secret in the last 30 or 40 days back, I guess it was in April, actually, that they sent that new version of that aircraft up. We have a complete expose on that, the original, the very first craft, and the fact that there's our reusable space craft that could be used and actually take off instead of being shot up like a missile. It would be able to take off from an air base and go up and actually become a like a shuttle itself and then fly back down. But it would eliminate the NASA launching system completely. And we have a complete study on that. They've been based at Edwards Air Force Base for a few years. And they've just sent up the newest one back in April. And some people were saying that that new aircraft with the capability to handle lasers, the new chemical laser beams, that may have been what was used to ignite this oil rig and blow it up. Now, I don't know anything other than that's hearsay for myself. But we do have that in our weapons of mass control. The DVD's available.
So well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And everything, ladies and gentlemen, is a conjecture because, of course, the media is tightly controlled. You're not actually getting the truth. Now, I thought what Bob had mentioned about the fact they put the SWAT teams on all the other oil rigs is very interesting. Remember what they do. I mean, let's take the situation, the assassination of President Kennedy. You're supposed to believe that this was the lone gunman. Well, if you don't want to accept the Lee Harvey Oswald, the Jack Ruby theory, then we'll give you another theory. It was Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro was behind it. If you don't want that, why, it was the Mafia. The Mafia were behind it. Well, if you don't like that, it was the CIA. The CIA really did this thing. They were behind it. Well, if you don't like that, why, how about the communists? The communists didn't like Jack Kennedy. They wanted to disrupt our nation. So they put out all of these various theories, and you can pick any theory you want to, and it's all designed for one purpose, to confuse you. So you can't see the forest for the trees, and certainly the fact that they apparently have put SWAT teams on all the other oil rigs out there, but they're not telling you that. What's the implication? Why, it was obviously the wicked terrorists that were doing that, but we don't want the American people to know it was the terrorists. So if you see, basically they're playing games with your mind. You can imagine all sorts of things, and you get a little bit of information. I can remember at one time, I was firmly convinced that the communists were really behind, of course, the assassination of President Kennedy, and I could give you all of the information that was there that showed that Lee Harvey Oswald was really a communist, that he'd gone over to Russia, he'd married his wife was the niece of a colonel in the KGB, and then he was allowed to come back and bring in this woman who was obviously related to the Communist Party. Lee Harvey Oswald was then found passing out flyers, the support for the Fair Play for Cuba Committee. He obviously was a communist. Ladies and gentlemen, it was all political theater, and I hate to think how gullible I was when I was young. All we can say is they put out all these theories to confuse us, and I think they're doing exactly the same thing as far as what really happened there in the oil rig. Maybe someday we'll know. Maybe someday, well, the people who are really involved will come forward and tell the truth. We'll just have to wait and see. But you go right ahead, Bob.
Right. And the and like I said, I'm not myself backing any of that information that has been put out, you know, the possibility of a laser weapon, et cetera. I don't believe that, as a matter of fact. If they were going to do anyhow, a laser is something which we have a tremendous amount of in our DVD on the weapons of mass control. We have a whole variety of those weapons, very completely right there, visibly in front of you. You can see the whole thing and the way they work. A laser would take only a few seconds to do whatever it's going to do. It does not linger. It does not stay for a long period of time on the target at all. We have in our DVD that I'm talking about, the weapons of mass control, we show, as a matter of fact, we're back a few years ago when they actually took a ground-based laser particle beam and experimentally completely fried one of our own satellites. And it was an old satellite, one that was about to fall out of its orbit and become destroyed anyhow. So they went ahead and tried out by shooting from a ground base out to outer space and to nail this satellite. And it took 2.5 seconds, if I remember correctly, something like that. It was only a couple of seconds, and it just zapped, and that was the end of it, and the satellite was completely destroyed. So, get back to the subject, I guess, is that I don't necessarily buy that, and like you say, Stan, they always put out a good handful of misdirected bits of information, and while everybody doing their best effort runs around in circles trying to find out what's going on behind closed doors, they come out with some new legislation to remove some of your basic constitutional rights and manipulate the country into the direction they want to. And while it's like the old magician thing, you know, you watch his left hand and with his right hand he's picking your pocket. And that's exactly what the shadow government has been doing for so long.
Well, I think it's very interesting, ladies and gentlemen, that night after night after night after night after night, as we turn on television, and what do we see? Well, first of all, most of the news is of absolutely no consequence, but we always will see that oil gushing up from the floor of the Gulf of Mexico. We see that same shot or a variation of it night after night after night after night after night. And basically, they're imprinting that in your mind, and that's how we are being controlled, you know, and we believe this in Sydney. I'm sure the oil is coming out, but there's a reason why they're doing that. Are they going to stop offshore oil drilling? Are they going to use this as a vehicle for preventing us from drilling anymore in the Gulf or drilling on the West Coast? Certainly, they stop the efforts to drill here on the West Coast, which, of course, would have helped our budget, would have given a large tax, dividends to our state if we'd allowed the offshore drilling they were going to. But now we're not going to be drilling, and there'll be efforts to stop offshore drilling, I'm sure, in Alaska and on the West Coast, on the East Coast of the United States. Well, our number, of course, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd like to know what you think, if you have any thoughts at all, about what we have seen. And, of course, the political theater, as the president expresses his deep concern, but he doesn't do anything. And certainly, you cannot tell me that British Petroleum has no idea what to do. We know that, certainly, as we mentioned earlier, that Holland has the facilities, they have the ships, they're there, they're standing by, but they're not going to be allowed to go down there and suck up all the oil and simply then simply separate the oil from the water and put the oil, the water back into the Gulf of Mexico, but it'll have very, very small amounts of oil in it, but it's sure a lot better than all that oil there, but they can't do that because the environmentalists say, why, you're putting water with oil in it into the Gulf of Mexico. Why, that you're polluting the Gulf of Mexico with that oil-stained water. So instead of, you know, having water, you know, that's 95% oil, the new water would be 95% water, why we're just going to have things going exactly as they have been. Well, let's go to Barbara, who's calling from Santa Cruz. Hi, Barbara. Do you have some thoughts on this issue?
Well, you're just the same primarily as you and Bob have, actually. But I was talking to a gentleman who lives very close to Pensacola the other day, and he was mentioning the fact that they had had rain in Miami, and mixed in with the rain was some oil that had been, I guess, picked up somewhere from the coast and or for the Gulf. But he was also mentioning it with the coming on of the hurricane season, that they were very concerned down there, and I don't know if this is a possibility or not, that if this happens with the thunder and lightning, would lightning ignite any of that oil that's floating on the water?
Well, you know, from what I know about it, with my understanding, and by the way, I was I'm a veteran of the United States Coast Guard, so I had seen nothing like this, but I had been involved previously with, of course, rescue missions and what have you, and the spills periodically from collisions and sunk craft and things of that sort. But I don't think we have a concern with it igniting it. It always would be a possibility, I suppose, because there's a tremendous amount of electricity in the average lightning strike, so it would possibly be, I guess it would be a possibility, but what the gentleman you're talking about brings up, talking about the rain, I think that we will probably see some very serious chemical, what do they call it, acid rain, much worse than what anybody's seen in the past. I think with the couple of hurricanes coming in behind this, unless they're able to really gather this oil up real quick, I think we're going to see oil and chemical petroleum mixed in with our rain on the entire southern half of the United States. And I think he's absolutely right. And if we get a couple of hurricanes that come in within the next, 60 days, because it is now hurricane season. And by the way, the forecast is for 4 to 5 times more hurricanes this year than we've had in the last 5 years. And not only do they expect more hurricanes, but they expect bigger ones in a percentage of 2 or 3 times higher to the real serious storms. And I think the gentleman, whoever that was you were speaking to or whatever you heard, I think he's right on. I believe we are going to see caustic rain falling all over the southern half of the United States.
And I think this is going to have a profound impact on the economy down there as well. Anything else, Barbara?
Absolutely. Yeah, well, no, there was something I was just thinking of with the wind, too, which is going to blow the oil more inland.
Right.
It's along with, you know, the rain itself. But I'm just looking at the pictures today, you know, their containment is just, you know, so small, you know, when you're looking at the birds that are being affected already by it, and they're, you know, this is going to be a major, you know, impact on the ecosystem.
Amen to that.
As a matter of fact, they've also had a good handful of porpoises and larger fish, some bigger sea turtles, and a lot of what I would call a bigger fish that they have found already dead. From this, as well as, of course, all of the smaller type invertebrates and all, shrimp and all of that, that's totally been destroyed down there already at this point. But they've kept that quiet also, but they have already found a small handful of porpoises and larger fish and mammals that have been killed.
So where are the environmentalists when we really need them? Thanks very much, Barbara.
Okay, thank you. Now
let's go to Ruby calling from Live Oak. Hi, Ruby. Do you have a quick question or comment?
Yes. When the Exxon Valdez messed up the environment in Alaska, I called up to Anchorage and talked to some representative up there, and I asked them, why don't you just use Simple Green? And they said, oh, well, it's so expensive. Why don't they just use Simple Green? It emulsifies oil, and it is totally non-toxic.
Well, did you ever stop to think, Barbara, that maybe they don't want a simple solution?
Right. Yeah, that's always hard for some of us to understand. We get back to that question of trying to figure out why people will do destructive things on one hand, but if you don't know the big picture of what direction they're planning to take us, then it seems like
I think they want ecologic crisis there, Ruby. I really do. We'll be right back.
Well, I totally believe you.
Go right ahead, Bob. And anything else you want to say, Ruby, before we let you go?
No, I just can't understand that because Simple Green is a...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. and there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
But if you're in a position to join us, if you agree with me that we are fighting a spiritual battle on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, well, I would love to hear from you. And certainly you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, or you can subscribe to our newsletters, or you can get some of the products we offer, the Miracle 2 soap products, the health products, the Berkey products, or certainly encourage others to listen to our programs and help out. And if you're not in a position to help financially, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. I want to mention that we do actually carry a number of Bob Fletcher's DVDs or videos. If you go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, or you call our 800 number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and just ask for a list of Bob Fletcher's DVDs. Why, we carry, I think, six or seven of them. He does a great job, and we're so appreciate of the material he puts out. Well, I simply want to mention that we are simply going to have the conspiracy conference. It's going to be this weekend. And at this point, if you want to know anything more about it, go to the website at conspiracycon.com. conspiracycon.com, and of course you can just show up over there at the Marriott Hotel on Great American Parkway in Santa Clara on early Saturday morning. We'll have a table. We're not speaking, but we'll be there both days. We think it's worthwhile. This is the reason we go. And of course, Michael Kaufman, hopefully, will have the table right next to ours. And then, of course, we do hope, of course, that many of you out there will want to get some of the things we have. We've got a great new book by Jesse Ventura called American Conspiracy, and he did a great job on it. We have a book called A Terrible Mistake. It's the story of Frank Olson, the man who worked for the military and the CIA, who supposedly took LSD and jumped out of a window back in 1953. The only trouble is the story isn't true. He was thrown out of the window. He was murdered. But why did they have to murder him? Well, that was, well, he talked to somebody and told what he knew, and that was the mistake. Killed him because he told the truth. He told it to somebody, and it was classified material. And had the American people known what had really happened at that time, why it could have been certainly had dramatic effect on the Central Intelligence Agency and their devious plans to kill people throughout the world by lacing their food with LSD. And it's an amazing, amazing story, and even more amazing because one of the CIA agents who actually came forward and told the truth ended up dying in a canoe accident, just like William Colby, the former director of the CIA, who died in a canoe accident. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about things that are real. If you doubt it, you need to get our four tape set on the murder of Martin Luther King. You need to get our four tape set on the USS Liberty. These are all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. We have literally hundreds of DVDs, videos, four tape sets that we've produced based upon our experience, people we've met. We have a great new DVD. It's called The Specter Haunting America. The Specter Haunting America, and of course it goes into the background of the program of vaccinating people. Why do we have so much Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's and senile dementia in younger people? Why do we have so many children with allergies and asthma and autism? Are vaccines a panacea? Are they a plague? Are they useful? Sometimes do they prevent disease? You need to know how to discuss this intelligently. The Specter Haunting America. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our October 17th conference. You can call right now and make your reservations. And please pray for Radio Liberty.